AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Northeast is getting more snow.
We're expecting portions of down East Maine to see the heaviest amounts, and we're expecting on the order of 6 to 10 inches of snow for the day on Sunday across these areas. Portions of southern New England, especially eastern Massachusetts, have already seen a few inches of snow, and we do expect locally a few inches more.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says bitterly cold temperatures will fall in behind the blizzard.
We're going to be expecting the storm to pull away Sunday night and lift into southeast Canada by early Monday. So conditions will be improving, but we're still going to be seeing very, very cold temperatures, and in some cases temperatures on the order of 10 to 20 degrees below zero.
Travis Hingen, a spokesman for the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, says Hanscom Air Force Base outside Boston has become a staging area for heavy equipment pouring in from 8 other northeast states to help in the snow removal effort.
To come in and help clear some of the snow that exists, to make the roads passable, and to remove snow from some of the key areas and things like the fire hydrants and public safety buildings.
Danish police shot and killed a man early today who likely carried out shooting attacks at a free speech event and a synagogue in Copenhagen that left 2 people dead. An investigator says nothing at this point suggests there were other perpetrators in the shootings that also left 5 police officers wounded. The White House hosts a summit this week on anti-extremism efforts. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reports on one goal.
Prosecutors from U.S. attorneys' offices in Minnesota, Los Angeles, and Boston will talk about the progress they've seen in pilot programs to stem the causes of radicalization, especially in their immigrant populations, in hopes of breaking the recruiting cycle. Representatives of immigrant communities will also attend.
This is AP Radio News. Russia is asking the U.N. Security Council to endorse a ceasefire Sunday in Ukraine, which went into effect at midnight local time Sunday.
If adopted, it would be the rare action the council has been able to take on the year-long crisis in Ukraine, which shows no signs of letting up. The U.S. and other council members have repeatedly accused Russia of backing separatists in eastern Ukraine, which Russia denies. Julie Walker, New York.
Within 2 hours of the ceasefire's scheduled start, the warring sides were trading accusations of fresh attacks. Here's the head of the Ukraine Security Service.
The mortar attack were committed, this crime, by the pro-Russian Cossacks and the Russian citizens Cossack, currently deployed in this particular place in Ukraine.
Withdrawals of heavy weapons are to begin tomorrow and to be completed in 2 weeks. No provisions for the withdrawal of troops. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.